We turn now to NPR's Brian Naylor. Mayor Bloomberg said this is going to take hours, not minutes, to restore this. It's quite a complex process to get the grid up and running again.
That's what he said, Michelle, that it's the power system, the generators were shut down, but that they are intact and that it just takes a while to get them back up and running. He said that power was, in fact, beginning to come back from the north and the west, but that it will take hours. The mayor said that apparently the power failure began either in northern New York or southern Canada. The officials are clearly still trying to sort this all out, where it exactly began and why. It, we know, was as far spread as far west as Ohio, as far north as upper New York State, and as far south as New Jersey, and the mayor reiterated what he had said earlier and what other officials have stressed, that there is no evidence of any terrorism, that this was apparently simply an overload of the power grid.
And looking toward a possible overload when they get the grid up and running, he advised people to turn all of their appliances off, particularly their air conditioners.
Right. Well, as you know, this has been one of the hottest parts of the summer, and everybody's consuming a lot of power with air conditioning. And if that's all switched on at the time the power comes on, it's just going to make it that much more difficult, apparently, to bring the power back fully. So he said turn everything off and wait.
And they said they had a plan in the city, that they had rehearsed this and practiced it in case something like this had happened. I assume that that would be following 9/11.
I think that's right. After 9/11, the city and many localities and the federal government as well all implemented lots of backup communications plans, power plans, evacuation plans, and many of those procedures were used this afternoon in New York and elsewhere.
And he urged those who were trying to head out of the city to be aware that it is hot out there, drink a lot of water, take your time.
And also, you know, traffic lights are out. It just takes, it's going to take a lot of patience. The afternoon rush hour is going to be that much more miserable in those cities that are affected, not just New York, but Detroit, Cleveland, and Toronto, for that matter.
It's going to be a long rush hour. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor.